Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Luca Halix here, Power Sorcerer. This is the audio version of my latest blog pod post on July the 15th, 2022. And this one is entitled Portaling is a Verb. It's taken from a session I channeled on January the 8th, 2020. And this is part of a series of transcriptions, I guess you could say, from my actual channeled sessions. This one was session 5. And here it begins. I've got two helpers with me. We're holding hands in a circle and we're floating. It looks like in space. I can't see them on my with my physical eye, but I know that there's a presence here with me. There's nothingness. I can see stars all around us. It's the portal. It's me. I'm the portal. They can't explain the purpose of the portal. I'm in it right now, so I can see the other one. I can see the quote unquote house portal. As a side note here, I was relating this to Jen, my facilitator witness, and as I did, I understood that I am a portal. At this time, this was a new concept to me. I had come across and felt geographic portals and even portals that moved to different locations over time and through time. I had never entertained the idea that a person could be a portal, much less that I could be one. My two helpers went on to show me the portal of my house, and here we go. The house portal is a beam of white light. It's been there for 12 years. So that means since 2008. Its purpose is stabilizing. It's stabilizing the community. Beings come in and out of this portal. There exists on the planet a range of different types of portal. I'm just holding this portal. Beings come in and out. The portal is like an anchor, energetically, also like a pipeline to facilitate coming in and out of this dimension. There's no maintenance, so I'm just keeping the space clear. The beings created the portal while I was living here because I had agreed to hold it. I can look down from above and I can see portals all over the city. Each has people like me, attendants, if you like, who hold them. All the ones that are clear white light, they all have somebody who holds them. There's a centralized dimension that decides where a portal is placed. I'm not part of that, though. Holding a portal is not my primary reason for being on the planet. I was here anyway, so I said, yeah, sure, I'll take a portal. There was a call asking who can take care of this portal, and I responded, yeah, you can put me there. There's a council, like a committee up there in the spaceships. There are people who come on and off the planet all the time, and they have to have, it's like an airport. I am a portal. When I was born, I was a portal, but I was not completely activated. Then there was a confluence of me being ready, the vibration of the planet being at the right stage, and the need being there. The whole thing is driven by a need on a universal level. I agreed to function as a portal in this lifetime. To do what I needed to do, I had to have, you could call it, portaling ability. And it makes me happy to do this. But on Earth, we don't have a concept for it yet. There's many aspects to what I'm doing here on the Earth. It's a bit like being a traffic cop, but way more sophisticated. Some travelers have a purpose, a holiday or a visit or a conference or a wedding. They don't necessarily fly all the time and they don't always fly the same route. Therefore, they're not as familiar with the process. There are the ones who metaphorically fly all the time. They don't need much help. Then there's the ones who wander around the metaphorical airport and they don't know where the gate is or how to make their passport work. They didn't pack very well and they're not sure where they're going or why they're on this trip. Sometimes they don't even want to go. Some of them have been held back. Some get travel weary and travel sick. So they all do better when they reorient back to knowing where they're going and what they're doing. There are beings like me in the airport, metaphorical airport, to help them with information. The helpers are not just the obvious ones who wear the let me help you t-shirt and hat, but also the ones who hang out in the lounges and look like they're also traveling. I'm one of the latter. I'm hanging out, watching, and often I don't say anything. I just sit there. Sometimes I'm having conversations that several other people have to, quote unquote, overhear. My portaling function is always active, but I don't always do it consciously. I have different levels of conscious awareness around this. On some levels, I'm conscious, on some unconscious, and some levels go to sleep when I go to sleep. Some people pay me for this service and some don't. The people who are going to pay me have to know they're going to work with me. They're a subset because they have to be awake and have resources that they're willing to keep activated or in flow. The rest of the people I can work with, and they don't have to know they're working. Some people are supposed to pay me and some don't need to. Those who are supposed to pay me will find me no matter what. Like, it's like they're walking around with $1,000 bills in their hands, looking to give them to me. And as a side note, I actually see brown notes or brown bills as I say this. Jen made a comment here. She asked a question. She said, are there changes from January onwards around those people? So this was January of 2020. And my response was no. The change with them is that they're looking for somewhere to put their money. They're holding it out in front of them. And I laughed as I said this. All I have to do is hold my hat out so that they can put their money in it. Holding my hat is like a metal detector that you take to the beach. They'll come when they're ready. I have had a misconception that the guides are clarifying. They said that I don't actually have to go looking for the people who will need to work with me. They're already looking for me. I just have to make sure I say yes when they find me, which is so, really, so easeful. When they find me, I always know. And the flow of money is not complicated to navigate. It's as if they're saying to me, let me get this money out of my hands so that we can get started. I can see it. It's two $1,000 bills at a time. But I could see it, actually see it as plastic money with the Canadian money with the little window in the note. I don't need additional clarity on the timeline. It feels very present. These people need to give me the money and I'm more focused on the work. They put the money in my hand and I put it in my pocket. And that's the ignition button. As another side note here, this session took place as the pandemic was in its early stages and we didn't yet know. A couple of months later, the Canadian government was providing financial assistance to people who had lost their income due to the imposed pandemic restrictions. The payments, interestingly enough, were $2,000 a month. And a Canadian $1,000 note is brown. It's a brown plastic note with a clear window in it. So going back to what I channeled, on my new business card, it says on the front, you already know. That's the one I haven't printed yet. These people who will be working with me, they're getting on the right plane. They know they're getting on the right plane and they'll know what to do when they get to their destination. I suggest that they keep thinking about it by asking, where do you want to go? What does your intuition say you're supposed to be doing there? Conversation for me is a form of play. People just need to refresh their itinerary. Sometimes I'm to tell them, you're on the right flight, now go. In baseball, they say, you're on deck. Or in the theater world, it's places, folk, places. I've got to make sure that the person's rocket is aimed in the right direction or they could blow up their feet. Or I might say to them, no, of course that rocket isn't going anywhere. It's not your rocket. Now this one, this is yours. And then they say, ooh, that feels better. I live here on the planet, but I don't really live here. You approach things differently when you're visiting. You don't spread your stuff all over the place, metaphorically. You might be living out of your backpack, so to speak. You're more aware of a beginning, middle, and end to what you're doing than when you truly live somewhere. My guides are helping me to understand that I shouldn't criticize myself for not feeling a clear sense of permanence. When you're a visitor, you don't expect to become a citizen of a country. This helps me to understand why I don't have a huge footprint in my community. I could pack up pretty quickly. I'm not a traveler, I'm a visitor. A visitor stays a while and then moves on. This is about setting realistic expectations for myself so that I don't keep judging myself for falling short on something that I was not meant to be doing in the first place. It's not my rocket, so to speak. What I'm doing always feels better when it's quote unquote right. I know when I'm trying to do something that isn't right because it's uncomfortable. I can't get my seating or footing or orient myself. It signals that I need to keep wriggling, trying, like Goldilocks, trying to find the right temperature of porridge or the right bed. It's never going to feel comfortable if it's not my rocket. Stay in your wheelhouse, they keep saying to me. That doesn't mean I should limit myself. It means that I should stay where it feels right, where I feel competent, where I have all the resources, where what I'm doing makes sense to me. I shouldn't be trying to do the things that aren't right for me. And paradoxically, if it's the right new thing for me, even when I'm not confident, it still feels good. As I'm holding hands with these other two beings, as we float above things, there's a hole in the middle of our circle. And a portal is essentially a hole. It's a space, it's emptiness, it's a void, but it creates a vacuum that moves energy, matter, and consciousness. As an example, in our bodies, there's more empty space than there is substance, but the empty space is contained within a membrane. Similarly, in a portal, there's a membrane around the void. Three beings together create more portal stability than just two. As we move out from the three of us, there's still more beings holding us. There's an entire web around each portal. And that web draws from the portal, but it also supports it. The energetic dynamic goes in multiple directions. It's like one membrane moving against another, creating slippage. And that's the end of this channeling. I've included a few questions in the written version underneath this, so you may want to take a look at that and just play with the questions if it feels right to you. I hope you enjoy it. If you would like to stay on top of all the different blog posts that I've made, then you can find them under the community tab, blog pod posts on my website. And my website is powersorcerer.com, which is spelled S-O-U-R-C-E-R-E-R, because I help you to find the source of your power. The photo credit for this particular blog pod post, I lifted it off Unsplash, which is a free repository for wonderful photographs. This one was created by Jeremy Perkins, and if you'd like to link to the rest of his offerings on Unsplash, the link is in the written version below.